Further proceedings on the roll call be dispensed with, and Sergeant Arms be instructed to bring in the absent members.
On that motion, all those in favor say aye. Opposed, nay. Motion prevails. The sergeant is instructed to bring in the absent members. Today's chaplain is the pastor Chamung Her from Life in Christ Church in Maplewood. Following the prayer, please remain standing for the Pledge of Allegiance.
It's such an honor to be here, and it's a privilege to stand before you. I was invited by Senator Fong. Found out he and I were extended cousins. This is our ninth generation Fong immigrant from China, so it is pleased to be here. Before I pray, I just want to echo a few words to what Abraham Lincoln said, that we have been recipient of the choice bounties of heaven. We have been preserved these many years in peace and prosperity. We have grown in numbers and wealth and power. As such, no other nation has ever grown. But we have forgotten God. We have forgotten the gracious hand which preserved us in peace and multiplied, enriched, and strengthened us. And we have vainly imagined in the deceitfulness of our hearts, and that our this blessing were produced by some superior wisdom and virtue of our own. Intoxicated with unbroken success, we have become too self-sufficient to feel the necessity of redeeming and preserving grace, too proud to pray to the God that made us. Let us pray. Our gracious Father, through whom we receive all the blessing, and thank you for giving us this day. Today, across the nations and around the world, many are suffering from disasters and loss of loved ones. Lord, send your Holy Spirit to comfort them, healing them, and be with them during these difficult times. Just to remind them whatever their duties and responsibilities are. But today, Lord, I just, again, to remind our leaders today that you're the one who provide the strength to enable them to be faithful in their duties and the wisdom to be conscious of their obligations and to fulfill them with integrity. Remind us all of the dignity of works and teach us to use our talents and abilities in ways that were honorable and just and our benefit to those we serve. May all that is done this day before your great and honor and glory. Amen.
The secretary will take the roll.
Anderson, Bach, Benson, Bonoff, Brown, Carlson, Chamberlain, Champion, Clausen, Cohen, Dahl, Dames, Dibble, Dietzick, Eaton, Eakin, Fischbach, Franzen, Gazelka, Goodwin, Hall, Han, Herr, Hayden, Hoffman, Housley, Ingebrigtsen, Jensen, Johnson, Kent, Kiffmeyer, Kunin, Latz, Limmer, Laurie, Marty, Metzen, Miller, Nelson, Newman, Nino, Ortman, Osmick, Pappas, Peterson J, Peterson B, Pratt, Reiner, Rest, Rosen, Rude, Saxhog, Skelzy, Schmidt, Senjum, Sharon, Sieben, Skoy, Sparks, Stumpf, Thompson, Tomasoni, Torres Ray, Weber, Westrom, Uyghur, and Wickland.
A quorum is present. Fifth order of business, reports of committees. Members, please note that Senate File 2049 on page 3, the title is incorrect. It is correct online, however. The secretary will read the report.
Senator Skoy from the Committee on Taxes, to which was re-referred Senate File number 767, a bill for an act relating to education, early childhood through grade 12 education, reports the same back with the recommendation that the bill be amended as follows, and when so amended, the bill do pass and be re-referred to the Committee on Finance.
Senator Bach.
Madam President, I move the committee reports printed in the agenda and read by the Secretary be adopted, with the exception of the reports pertaining to Joint Rule 2.03.
All those in favor say aye. Opposed, nay. Motion prevails. Sixth order of business, second reading of Senate bills. The bills printed on the agenda will be given their second reading. Eighth order of business, introduction and first reading of Senate bills. The bills will be given their first reading and referred as indicated. Ninth order of business, motions and resolutions. These are author motions. We'll take them all as one motion. All those in favor say aye. Opposed, nay. Motion prevails. Senator Eakin.
Thank you, Madam President and members. I would move that Senate File 2850 be withdrawn from the Committee on Jobs, Agriculture, and Rural Development and referred to the Committee on Taxes. And this is my bill. I've spoken to both chairs of the committees, and this is a bill that deals with a study that's going to be done studying the impact of North Dakota oil on Minnesota's economy and ways that we could possibly position ourselves to benefit from the wealth that's being generated there.
Members, I need you to vote on these motions. All in favor of the Eakin Senator Hams. Excuse me, Senator Dams.
Thank you, Madam President. Would Senator Eakin yield, please?
Senator Eakin will yield. Senator Dams.
My question to Senator Eakin is why are we not hearing this in jobs? Why is this being moved to, I believe he said taxes. If he could answer that, I'd appreciate it.
Senator Eakin.
Thank you, Madam President. Senator Dames, we actually did hear it as an amendment in jobs and agriculture and rural development, and it was voted on, and I believe it was a unanimous vote to add it on to a bill that was being carried by Senator Bonhoff, but we were basically sending it on a separate track here to also be heard in tax committee.
Would Senator Eakin yield again?
Senator Eakin will yield. Senator Dames.
Will this be going to finance, or has it already been to finance?
Senator Eakin.
It has not yet been to finance, and I don't believe that it would be going. Well, it will be heard in finance on the Senator Bonhoff bill that it's been amended to. That has been sent through the Higher Ed Committee as a part of the Higher Ed article to the Finance Committee. So it will be heard in finance as well.
Thank you.
Is there any more discussion on the Eakin motion? Senator Hamm.
Madam President, thank you. I was listening to the discussion, and I wasn't sure I quite heard everything, but the question I would have, and perhaps Senator Eakin would...
Senator Hamm, you bring up a good point. It's difficult to hear everything when members are so noisy. Could you please keep the conversations down or take them off the Senate floor? Thank you. Senator Hamm.
Thank you. And what I was trying to understand is why this is going to tax committee. I'm reading the bill, and I don't see anything in here that I would see is related to taxes. And so I'm just wondering why, and I think Senator Dames made a good point, there are policy implications in this bill. It seems to me appropriate to have a hearing in with testimony in the appropriate committee, which to me isn't the tax committee. So I can Senator Eakin explain why this is a tax provision.
Senator Eakin.
Thank you, Madam President. Senator Hahn, and first of all, again, it was heard as an amendment in the Jobs, Ag, and Rural Development Committee. And secondly, it does deal with tax policy. Obviously, this is going to have a tremendous impact on what the tax revenue would be for the state of Minnesota, and it's also going to be studying the tax implications due to the generation of the wealth in North Dakota and the lowering of property taxes, for instance, in North Dakota. So taxes is a big part of this study.
Madam President.
Senator Hamm.
Thank you, Madam President. And Senator Eakin, you're saying this would have a big impact on taxes, but this is a study. I don't think that a study has any impact on taxes. Now, if you, after the study gets done, you implement some policies related to the study, then you might be right. But it seems to me what the issue here is whether we're going to have a study about a certain economic activity that occurs in North Dakota. And I understand that there was an amendment, but I don't, to my knowledge, believe there was any testimony given on whether or not this study is a good idea. And again, regardless of what a study might lead to, it might have impact on a tax policy. But as it sits here today, there's nothing in here that, in my reading of it, would be germane to a tax bill at all. Do you want to respond to that?
Senator Eakin.
Yes, Madam President and Senator Hahn, this certainly does. As I already stated, it has a direct impact on the tax issue. It will be studying tax policy in North Dakota and how that affects our situation in Minnesota, and it will have a bearing on what kind of tax policy we may develop here in Minnesota.
Madam President.
Senator Hahn.
Just a point of order. How many votes does it take to move this, to do the thing that Senator Eakin is requesting?
41 votes.
So if we did ask for a roll call, it would take 41 votes. Thank you, Madam President.
Senator Skoy.
Thank you, Madam President. And Senator Hahn and Senator Eakin, I did ask for the bill to come because we like to have bills in the committee if we're going to have hearings. We have plenty of issues germane to border cities in the tax committee. We have a couple of bills that are sitting in tax committee dealing with whether we would reduce some of their net tax capacity provisions for property taxes. There also is a provision to give some more support for border cities in another property tax area. So we've got a lot of germane vehicles in the tax committee that we can, if we needed to, look at to do a study language. It's just that Senator Eakin had the bill, he had it introduced. I thought that it would be better to actually have that exact language in committee. If Senator Hahn doesn't want or think we should have that language there, I'm fine with that. We can still move forward as we are contemplating without the bill. It just seems more appropriate if the bill's been drafted and introduced that we actually have it in committee, but we can move forward without it.
Is there any more discussion? On the Eakin motion, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay.
Aye.
Motion prevails. Remaining under motions and resolutions, Senator Bach.
Madam President, pursuant to Rule 26, I designate the following bills be made special orders for immediate consideration. And members, there's a list of two bills on your desk.
The first bill under consideration is first bill under consideration is number 14 on general orders, House File 2385, Senator Latz.
Thank you, Madam Chair and members. In July, the Minnesota Supreme Court changed their rules of civil procedure to require that discovery in a civil matter cannot occur until after the parties have met and conferred about that discovery in a lawsuit. That had the practical effect of delaying important discovery in negligence, professional negligence type cases for medical, attorneys, engineers, architects, CPAs, so that a claimant will have less than what is now the statutory 180 days to produce an affidavit from an expert in support of their claim. So what happened is the Supreme Court did not account for or cross-reference the state statute setting that deadline. This bill adjusts that statute to account for the delay in the beginning of discovery so that claimants will have the full 180 days available to them to get information from the other party, evaluate the claim more fully, seek an expert to prepare an affidavit, and if they are successful in finding one, to have that affidavit prepared and submitted. This bill went through committee without any opposition. As far as I'm aware, there is none. I ask for your support, and I'm happy to stand for questions.
Is there any discussion? Seeing none, the Secretary will give House File 2385 its third reading.
House File Number 2385, a bill for an act relating to civil actions, adjusting certain time limits relating to the certification of expert review.
The Secretary will take the roll. All members having voted that desire to vote, the secretary will close the roll. There being 61 ayes and 0 nays, the motion prevails. The bill is passed and its title agreed to. The next bill on special orders is number 132 on general orders, Senate File 1509, Senator Torres-Ray.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Senate File 1509 declares March 31st Cesar Chavez Day. Members, the Latino community, and members who are friends, community friends of the Latino community, support this bill, and I hope that you also can support this bill. Cesar Chavez was a prominent Mexican-American who worked in labor, human, and civil rights for many years, opening opportunities to migrant workers and the most humbled among our communities. Chavez dedicated himself to a nonviolent movement that fought for economic injustices affecting farmer workers. His national movement achieved unprecedented gains for farm workers and earned him the posthumous Presidential Medal of Freedom in 1994. To further honor Cesar Chavez, President Obama endorsed in March 31st of each year as Cesar Chavez Day and asked Americans to observe this day with appropriate service to the community and educational programs to honor Cesar Chavez's enduring legacy. Members, there are approximately 265,000 Latinos living in Minnesota today, and approximately 145,000 of those Latinos are under the age 24. So we want to honor the legacy of Cesar Chavez to teach our children the importance of civic engagement. And I hope that we can support, that you can support this bill. Thank you.
Are there any amendments? Is there further discussion on the bill? Seeing none, the secretary will give Senate File 1509 its third reading.
Senate File number 1509, a bill for an act relating to state government, designating March 31 as Cesar Chavez Day.
Secretary will take the roll. All members having voted that desire to vote, secretary will close the roll. There being 57 ayes and 1 nay, the bill is passed and its title agreed to. Announcements of Senate interest. Are there any announcements? Senator Peterson.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Members, I would just like to extend a warm Central Minnesota welcome to you and ask you to please come by the Kelly Inn this evening from 5 to 7. We have St. Cloud Evening at the Capitol. We sent you a few notes via your email address as well as a card on your desk, and we'd love to see you there tonight. Thank you.
Without objection, the following senators will be excused from today's session. Senators Limmer, Sparks, Champion, Weber, Housley, Dahl. Senator Torres Ray.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I wanted to invite members of the Senate this coming Friday. A group of us are going to go see the Cesar Chavez movie with some members, leaders of the community, and I would love to invite all of you to come with us this Friday evening. My office has the details. If you want to talk to me, is this coming Friday. Thank you.
Are there any other announcements? Senator Herr.
Madam President, just want to make a pleasant announcement in conjunction to that today we voted for a bill in relation to Cesar Chavez, and I'm very thankful. It also inspired me as well. I appreciate that. So, Senator Torres Ray brought this up, and on the bright side, I just want to let everybody know that, and I'm not paid by the movie theater company, but Cesar Chavez is in the theater near you, so all of you are welcome to go check it out. Thank you.
Without objection, Senator Ortman will be excused from 11:20 to 11:30. Are there any other announcements? Senator Bach.
Madam President, I move the Senate do now adjourn until Tuesday, April 1, 11 a.m.
You're not fooling? All those in favor say aye. Opposed, nay. Motion prevails. The Senate stands adjourned until April Fool's Day at 11 o'clock.